This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier.
You know, as mayor, Ulian's been focused on revitalizing one of our most wonderful cities, planning thousands of housing units downtown, attracting hundreds of millions of dollars of investment.
That was President Obama this afternoon officially nominating San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro to become the nation's housing secretary.
After 5 years as mayor of my hometown, I know this much. We are in a century of cities. America's cities are growing again, and housing is at the top of the agenda.
So, what does this mean for Castro? Why is he doing it? And what are the politics behind it? Joining us to talk about that is KUT's political reporter, Ben Philpott. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Why is Julian Castro leaving the San Antonio mayor's office to become housing secretary?
You know, you could probably rattle off a long list of the different reasons why he's going to go. So here, let's just go through some of my favorite speculations. First of all, he is someone that Democrats, both in Texas and nationally, hope is going to be an extremely strong candidate for something in the fairly near future. So he leaves San Antonio, where he's been mayor, but it's just being a big city mayor. It's not even the largest city in the state of Texas, to go to Washington, D.C. and spend about a year or so meeting all of the most important Democratic political muckety-mucks up there, making connections, knowing who he can go for if he needs to do a massive national fundraising effort, and maybe get a little bit of schooling as well, a little bit of training on being a national politician as opposed to what he has been, which is, you know, most people will agree, an effective city mayor. But, you know, it's a big step from mayor to national candidate.
What kind of future political ambitions might he have?
Well, you can already purchase t-shirts and buttons and bumper stickers that say Clinton Castro 2016.
Really?
I've seen buttons made in Austin that are for sale in Austin that say Clinton Castro 2016.
Okay.
But, you know, people also talk about the possibility that he might be a challenger for Ted Cruz in the U.S. Senate seat the next time Ted Cruz is up for election, which is 2018, I believe, or 2018 also. Our next governor's race here in the state of Texas.
Does the fact that he's leaving for Washington indicate that Democrats are any less optimistic about turning the state blue?
I would say no, just because of the timetable. He's not on the ballot this year, 2014. In 2016, there's nothing to run for in the state of Texas. It's not a governor's race. There's not a U.S. Senate seat. He's not going to run for Congress. You know, he's not going to run for state senator or state house member. So there's just, in 2016, there's nothing for him to run for, unless, of course, he's on a presidential ticket. So really, 2018, if he's not part of a presidential campaign, 2018 is really the next time he would have a chance to, again, either run for governor, run for U.S. senator. And so him being away for the last year, year and a half of an Obama administration before coming back to Texas and having another 3 or 4 years to do whatever in Texas, I don't think that really is going to hurt him.
This is interesting. He's not the first San Antonio mayor to become HUD secretary, is he?
No, although I'm sure all Democrats now listening to this interview were hoping you wouldn't bring that up, because it didn't work out all that well. Henry Cisneros, who was the San Antonio mayor and then went on to be a HUD secretary, and again was one of these great hopes to be the first Hispanic governor in the state of Texas. Boy, that just didn't work out at all.
I might sound naive for asking this, but shouldn't the primary role of the HUD secretary not be boosting his own political profile and meeting fundraisers, but actually running the Department of Housing and Urban Development?
Right. And I think that, you know, if you look at his resume, there's an argument to be made that he has the ability to do that. He's worked in a town where there has, you know, depending on who you talk to, there has been, you know, kind of a more urban renewal within the city. He's worked on affordable housing issues there within a town that has a poorer population and needs affordable housing. So, I mean, I think you can make the argument that he has the resume to be kind of a CEO, meter and greeter, you know, mover and shaker, and of course, let the vast network of federal employees who have been running the HUD office, you know, let them continue to run it, but have him be a spokesperson for the organization. I think that's something that he can clearly do and does have some experience in. But again, obviously, with the weight that Democrats nationally and in Texas are putting on his future, they'd like to see him do a little bit more than just do a really good job as HUD secretary.
Ben Philpott covers politics and policy for KUT News. Ben, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
This is KUT 90.5.